Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea. We have the better part of an hour left with one another to talk about whatever it is that's on your mind. We're talking with Joanne, who's got a perfectly relevant and timely question about gift giving and changing the paradigm. And for, it sounds like, a bunch of years, she has three nephews that she's sent $20 to on their birthday and $50 to at Christmas. And that's been going on for quite some time. The kids at this point are 30, 27, and 17. And so what was the plan, Joanne? What did you want to do going forward?
Well, I also, the last few years, have been giving a large gift card to my sister for at a grocery store because of the family just struggles. Primarily because I think it's because most of them don't work in the house. What I was thinking is this year is just scaling back and just giving a family gift card to a grocery store, and in the future just continue to do the birthdays, but just scale back for the Christmas and do that when I want to do that.
Okay. How much have you traditionally sent to your sister for the grocery store?
$200 or $300.
How much were you planning to do this year?
Somewhere around there, $200 or $300.
Okay. All right. So basically, the change that you're talking about is just not sending each of the boys $50 for Christmas.
That's correct.
All right. Well, first of all, a gift is not a contract, so you can do whatever you want to do. Have you ever missed a year? So how many years would you say you've been sending $50 to the boys?
I would probably say at least 6 to 7 years.
Okay. Well, so that makes it a slightly different issue, because 6 or 7 years means that the oldest was already 23 before you started sending him money. I was hoping it had been since, they were like 8 or 10.
I was doing gifts before that.
Got it. Okay. Listen, the global statement is you can do whatever you want to do. Is there a reason? Are you having more financial issues this year, or you just decided, do the boys write you thank you notes?
No, I do get calls. Their mother makes sure that I get calls. No financial problems for me. I'm frankly just agitated with the family situation about
they're not working.
That's correct, including
okay.
My husband.
All right. As I said, you can do whatever you want, but given the fact that it sounds like you just assume not run afoul of the family. Which would be really tacky on their part, but certainly not unknown. What you may want to do is send a card to, send a card to the boys. Here's what I do. I would send a card to your sister saying, if last year, let's say you sent $200 last year. Okay. What I would do is say, and I'm just picking a number, I would send $250 this year with a note saying, instead of giving money to each of the boys individually, I decided that I would increase I would sort of do a family so you can have a special Christmas dinner, include them. And first of all, anybody who's tacky enough to say, well, wait a minute, you owe us, that you don't owe anybody anything, number one. Number two, the way... You don't have to do that, but if you increase the amount of money that you send to your sister with the idea being, look, I know you guys you don't even have to say it, that you guys are having trouble, that here, instead of sending individual gifts this year, I thought I'd just send one for the family. And if you increase it a little bit, it doesn't have to be the whole $150 that you're sort of subtracting from the boys. I'm just saying, I don't think you have to say anything. You can increase a little bit. You don't actually have to do anything. What you can do is just send whatever you want to whomever you want to. And if anybody objects about it, of saying, gee, we didn't get anything from this year, you can just say, gee, I just thought, you know, it was time for, you guys are grown-ups now, and I was sending you stuff instead of presents, but you guys are old enough to now provide, you know, your own presents. I assume all of you are working, so you can buy whatever you want, and you can help support the family.
Perfect.
Okay, and if you get a grief about it, then what I would do is send the boys, instead of sending them $20 on their birthday, I would send them a card. And if they say, well, gee, you used to send us $20, say, you guys were so ungenerous about Christmas, I felt that there was nothing that I could, I wanted to acknowledge that I knew it was your birthday, but it seemed like no matter what I sent or didn't send, you guys were not very grateful for it. You know, I don't think a gift is a contract. I think you could do whatever you want to do. But saying to the boy, I mean, there's 30-year-old and 27-year-old, and as you say, they're not supporting the family. And, I mean, your $50 is probably not going to do a whole lot. But they're old enough to provide not only their own $50, but they should probably be sending you stuff. And does the family ever send you any stuff?
My sister will once in a while do some baked goods. She's a baker.
I mean, I look, it sounds to me that what you are is generous and getting to the point where you're feeling a doormat. And I think that a gift should never have that sense of obligation. And I would just be really stupid and cheerful about it. I would send maybe a little bit more to your sister and saying, instead of doing individual gifts now that the boys are old enough to support themselves, I just thought I would send a little bit more to the family so you can have a little bit extra for Christmas dinner. And if the boys object, I mean, first of all, how can you call up your favorite aunt and say you didn't send me any money for Christmas? I mean, they can't, and if they do that, they're thugs. And what you can do about the birthday is depend on, I mean, my whole deal is the first time I don't get a thank you note is the last time you get any gift. And what I'll say is, well, it seems like it wasn't something that was very important to you because I didn't even hear from you. So I just figured if you didn't particularly care about it and it was costing me money and time, that I would just, I didn't want you to feel obligated, which you obviously don't. So I just stopped doing it. I mean, a gift is not a contract. It's saying this is something I want you to have.
That's wonderful. That's what I was leaning towards.
It sounds like with your sister that there's a whole other issue here, which is I'm delighted to be able to provide a lovely meal for you. And yeah, here's another possibility, is that you can send them each a gift certificate that you handwrite that says, when you come and visit me, I'll take you out for dinner.
Okay.
Do you like that?
That sounds great.
Yeah. So, I mean, so what you're saying, because you're right, if you do nothing, there's probably going to be some fallout, and who needs that? And the issue is not to punish anybody. The issue is to say, guys, you're old enough to be supporting yourself, to be contributing to the household, and maybe even to be paying, to be gifting me. I'm your lovely aunt. So send them a little handwritten note that says, good for a dinner with Auntie Joanne and the restaurant of your choice when you come to visit.
Wonderful. That sounds
okay.
Great. All right. Thanks, Dr. Joy.
You're welcome. Yeah, this look, the other thing I was going to say to Joanne, which doesn't really apply in this particular case, is if you're going to change the paradigm for gift giving, you can't do it 2 weeks before Christmas, because what you'll do is cause grief. In this particular case, I think that's a whole other issue. But if, for example, you decide this is the year we're not going to do gifts, my family is always doing that. As soon as they get the stuff for me, they'll send me an email saying, this year we decided not to do gifts. And even my kid figured this out when she was about 6. And, Mom, why are we doing this? Because I wanted to. And if you want to do it, do it. But, again, a gift is not a contract. A gift does not do if-then. I will send you this if you then send me back or you're grateful or whatever. A gift is just a gift. And if the deal is, I want you to reciprocate, or I want you to be grateful, or I want you to say thank you, then you need to make that part of the deal, because then it's a contract. A gift just says, here, I want you to have this. Oh, bah humbug. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-3756-9. All right, so we've got about 40 minutes or so, about 35 minutes left. So if there's something that you need to chat with me about, please do call 855-99-375. All right, so we were talking about protests, and as I'm of the generation that we never found, you know, that we never met a protest that we weren't interested in protesting something, but we were fair weather friends. I mean, we were, and you know, it's really interesting. We were talking last week, Manny, about the fact that so many of the movies this year, not only mainstream movies, but documentaries and animation and independent films, all have to do with protests. all over the world, whether from the women's movement or Arab Spring or Selma or even Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, the Winter Soldier. I mean, there are all these Fury, American Sniper. I mean, it is what the theme of movies is this year.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's the nice thing about being an American, and it was really interesting watching all these, is realizing that I can go out and say, you know, I don't like this, and I'm not worried about being put in jail. I'm not worried about being shot. I'm not worried about being tear gassed these days, although as a kid, that was a slightly different issue. But that I'm, you know, that it's not a worrisome thing, and in some ways, it's kind of fun because you're around like-minded people, and sometimes it's more serious than others. And there's always people who like to protest for the sake of protesting. I think there are people who are professional protesters, but by and large, I mean we're really incredibly fortunate in that we live in a country where you can make a fuss, and it's not a life-threatening kind of decision. All right, so let's hear what other people said that they would protest.
Well, let's see. Let's go to Amy. She says she would like to protest against bullying, animal cruelty, child abuse, and she goes, I could go on and on.
All right, well, let me do these one at a time, all right? The first was bullying. And let me just tell you, and this is going to get me some serious grief, but it seems to me that there are two ways of looking at bullying.
Mm-hmm.
One is that you focus on the bully, and the other is that you focus on the victim. The advantage about focusing on the victim is that if you empower somebody, then they don't have to worry about bullying. That it's impossible to bully somebody who is not willing to view themselves as a victim.
Right.
And I think by putting such an emphasis on the bullying, that we make victims feel even more victimized. And that's a problem.
Yeah.
Because there are always going to be bullies. And you simply cannot, and I guess maybe that's part of the message of protest, is there's this one wonderful statement by a father of a 24-year-old man in Syria who was actually murdered, who was actually killed. And he said, why have we not figured out that the government is small, we are the giants. There are more of us. And if you watch some of these movies, especially like World War II movies, you're thinking, there's so many of the victims and so few of the bullies, that at some point, just deciding, I'm not going to put up with this anymore, would have changed everything. I mean, at one point, there's this terrific line in Exodus, Gods and Kings, which I thought was a terrific movie. I know a lot of people are fussing about it, and it's not a perfect movie. But there's one statement where Tom Edgerton, who's playing Prince of Egypt, is there. The Israelites have just left with Christian Bale as the general. And one of his lieutenants says, well, how are we going to have 4,000 soldiers capture 400,000 slaves? And his answer was, we're not going to capture anybody. But my focus was 4,000 to 400,000. Man, you know, you've got numbers on your side.
Yeah.
And you could say, well, you know, bullets, although the Egyptians obviously didn't have bullets. But if it gets, part of it depends on how far you're willing to go. And I'm certainly not suggesting that anybody is suicidal or that anybody in this country really has much of a sense of how we protest, because it's a whole different phenomenon here.
Right.
But my problem about focusing on bullying is that it somehow makes the victims feel even less empowered. And if we can say to people, you cannot be bullied if you're not willing to be intimidated, if you're willing to say, I'm not playing.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's what we need to teach people a bit more.
Give them some confidence. Just, you know,
yeah,
build them up.
And say, all right, you know, or saying, you know, I'm not playing. Tee-hee.
Yeah.
So there. All right.
And then the second one that she added was animal cruelty.
Well, yeah, and certainly, and that's one of those situations where you're talking about somebody, that and children, is that people who cannot defend themselves.
Yeah.
And I agree. And apparently, Prince William is doing that today. He's then speaking out against animal cruelty.
Hmm. Good. Let's see. We have Glenda says, I would protest lack of tolerance. Sometimes people protest without purpose. And she says, and she posted this on Friday, I believe. And she goes, as you suggested yesterday, so she was referring to Thursday, regarding Wall Street, find commonality, caring, and compromise.
Could you start that one again?
She goes, I would protest lack of tolerance. Sometimes people protest without purpose.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that's lack of tolerance. I think that's just lack of focus. But, okay, keep going. I guess that's what confused me. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, and then she goes, find commonality, caring, and compromise. She says, surprising solutions will follow.
I agree. And that's one of the things that we were talking about last week, of finding that you want protest groups. I get part of it, and she may have been, we were talking about, we did an interview with Mary Doerr, who has done a documentary called She's Beautiful When She's Angry, which is about the women's movement. And my comment to her was that, first of all, I think it's a really good documentary. I really liked it a lot. But either it made me cry or cringe by various moments in it. And the good news was how nonviolent, and this was from 1966 to 1971. There was no internet. There were essentially mimeograph machines and stamps. And how do you start a national movement? Today you start a national movement by pressing send.
Yeah.
But that it wasn't the situation then. It was just much more complicated. But I said, I think one of the huge failings of the women's movement is that we didn't help men understand why it was in their best interest. And that's a huge failing. That's half the population. And part of what the documentary documents is how do you start a movement that is about women, and then how do you deal with the differences that people have, which is lesbians and gays and transsexuals? How do you deal with differences in income? How do you deal with racial issues? How do you deal with religious issues? How do you deal with national issues? We'll be back. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, there's cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. All right, we're talking about protests, and it seems particularly relevant this time of year because, as I've mentioned, in looking at the year's output of movies, whether we're talking about documentaries or animation or fantasies or comic books or comedies, anything, that this year is the year of the protest. And then if you live in a big city, you're very likely running into protests that have to do with racial issues, about economic issues, that that fast food chains are protesting, that Occupy Wall Street has. They're actually shooting a movie about it. One of the reasons I know they're shooting a movie about it is that I had to detour like three blocks out of the way because I live down in that area. And I was coming home one night. Let me tell you that any sympathy I had for them evaporated when you have to. It was cold and rainy and windy, and I had to detour. I said, "I live across the street." I said, "Sorry, miss. ma'am. I said, sorry, ma'am. I'm thinking, I pay taxes here, you don't. Which, of course, is that's my response. I pay taxes, you don't. They still made me go around. What can I tell you? All righty. So we're talking about things that people would protest. Let's hear what else.
One person says lack of free quality education.
Lack of free quality education?
Yeah.
Well, isn't that what we have? I mean, are you feeling that it's not the quality is the issue? Are they talking about the United States? Are they talking about the United States or not?
That's kind of the sense that I get, that it's more of the protesting, the quality level, I guess. That's what they might...
Well, listen, one of the ways to get involved is get involved with the school system, that yeah. we can enrich it. That this is the country that educates the highest percentage of its population, not only in the world right now, but historically. And it's crucial. It's crucial, you know, in a democracy, you need an informed electorate. So, I don't know exactly what you're referring to, and I think that that there are always those issues that suggest that, one of the issues we have here, which drives me nuts, is a very strong teachers union. And it's not that I'm anti-union, it's not even that I'm anti-teachers or anti-teachers union, but there's a union where people have been put on probation for any one of a number of things, and they continue to pay their salary, and there's this whole thing where there's this room downtown that's actually not a room, that there are like several hundred teachers that have been for misconduct or all sorts of things, and they're continued to be paid. And I find that a scandal. I find that if I were in a union, I would be so unhappy with my union, because a union is the greatest good for the greatest number. And having thieves and liars and cheats as part of who you protect seems to me to be not only anti-union, but anti-good sense. I mean, why would you want to include people that are the lowest, not even lowest common denominator, but are against everything that you as an individual stand for? I mean, the teachers are certainly the cornerstone of our society, and whether they're underpaid or not is not the issue. I mean, the idea that you would have people who were not only accused, but it was proven of sexual misconduct and continue to pay them. Why would you want any association with them whatsoever?
Yeah.
So that's, you know, and it goes on. It's not only here. It's just here. It's because it's a big city and it's the biggest city that maybe it's a bigger problem. But I mean, what you want is coming together to foster the best of you, not the worst of you.
Yeah. Sharon says she'd like to protest income inequality.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of those things, you know, that here's my issue, that we live in a capitalist society, which says that you can earn as much money as you can earn, and you should earn it legally and morally. Mm-hmm. And I have no objection to that. My issue is twofold. That first of all, people who perpetuated the greatest economic calamity in the history of the United States, none of them have ever seen the inside of a courtroom, let alone the inside of a prison. And where we have these internet clowns, and some of them are probably evil. I mean, the guy from Apple who was selling Apple secrets, and that's certainly espionage on a commercial level.
Yeah,
he's going to prison for it, and he's gotten fined $4.5 million, which is probably a drop in a bucket. But nevertheless, good. But I mean, that's such a minor kind of thing compared to like Enron. And none of those guys have ever seen any prosecution, as I said, a courtroom, any prison, and they nearly brought the country to its knees and cheated gobs of people. And that drives me crazy that there's... And it, Occupy Wall Street, I think that's a legitimate issue. The issue that some people make an obscene amount of money is troublesome but not illegal. But people who cheat and do illegal things that are not prosecuted. That drives me nuts.
Yeah.
And especially since I pay my, you know, I pay my stupid taxes every year. And, I mean, partially because, you know, I'm a moral, patriotic human being, and partially because I don't want to go to jail.
Right.
And we won't talk about which of those is the stronger. But the idea that these guys can literally get away with it drives me nuts. But I don't object to people making a lot of money. I really don't. I do object, you know, and I do think there needs to be a corporation that makes billions of dollars in profit should understand that there is, if not a legal, at least some kind of moral obligation to, if not share the wealth, at least not rip your people off.
Right.
If nothing else, it would seem to me it's not good business.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
So I don't know. Go ahead.
Oh, Dave says he wants to protest against homelessness and hunger, which I think is
well, this is a good time of year to do it. You know, yeah, this is a good time of year. I think that for an awful lot of us, I look around for organizations. I just got in a big argument with somebody because this is the time of year where, like a lot of people, I disperse funds before the end of the year from my foundation. And to try and find ones that have the lowest overhead, in other words, the highest percentage of the actual dollars I give go to the recipients as opposed to go to overhead. And there was this argument that said that was the wrong way of looking at things, that fundraising was, you know, that fundraising used some dollars but contributed dollars. And I said, that's disingenuous. That fundraising is one thing, paying your executives millions and millions of dollars is a whole different thing.
Yeah.
So this was somebody who is trying to defend something that I think is indefensible. But yeah, I agree. And there are go on. I think what's it called? Give American Express has a list. The only problem about that, which I do have a minor problem with, is that they'll take 2 or 3%, whatever it is. But what is it called? Give. Let me see if I can find it. But it's a good place to start because it'll tell you who the organization is, who the officers are, how much they give away, you know. There, let's see if I can find it. I think I can find it. Just Give.
Okay.
I think it's American Express. And the good news, you can. I mean, I found them 1 year because 1 year I discovered that I was doing this New Year's Eve or something, and it was a weekend, and I couldn't buy stamps. And there was one, and I was sending out checks, and there was one where I had like 40 cents worth of 1 cent stamps. I looked like I was a lunatic, so I decided that being able to do it online and they'll just send out the checks is a much better way of doing it. It also is much easier in terms of finding out who I gave what. But so it's just Give is the name of it.
Yeah.
There's also one called I think it's called. There's another one that does. It's Give Something. Let's see if I can find it. It gives the money directly. It just gives, let's see, it's Give, I don't know. I'll find it by tomorrow. But it's one of those situations that just gives money. Okay. It essentially has no overhead. If you say, I want to give Manny $1,000, it's mostly for third world countries, but they said if you want to give Manny $1,000, we'll give, you know, we just give him $1,000. The problem about it is finding out whether or not that actually, they haven't been doing it long enough that to see whether or not it actually has an impact or not.
Right.
But that's always appealed to me. If the problem is poverty, then you give people money. I mean, there also makes some sense that you educate them. And like Heifers International, I think it's one of the things we've got on our Facebook page, too, is about charities and who's your favorite charity and why. But at Heifer, actually, you buy livestock for people. So
okay.
We can talk about, I'll find the name of the, I think, is it Just Give? I think it's maybe Just Give. At any rate, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeals, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, so let's hear protest. What else are we going to protest?
What people think is worth protesting? Here. My Facebook screen got a little scrolled out of sorts.
Oh no, I hate it when that happens.
Yeah, let's see. Well, we got one person that says bullies of any sort. We already kind of went over that.
Yeah, and look, folks, think about bullying a different way. Think about empowering kids rather than sort of punishing bullies. Because my argument is that most bullies are really have been bullied. You know, that's how they learn it, whether it's at home or someplace else. It's just insecurity sort of acting out. So by empowering victims, then you don't have bullies anymore.
Right. Yeah. Stephanie says animal abuse and unnecessary euthanization for homeless animals. 10 million animals are euthanized each year, and many of these kill shelters aren't even at full capacity. It has to stop.
Yeah, and I don't. You know, I think part of it is sterilization of animals. And part of it is just increasing the number. Anybody that I know who is ever interested in a pet, I say, let's go to the shelter.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. Janet says, right here, right now is a defining moment. And she goes, hashtag I can't breathe. And of course, we can certainly figure out what that is certainly referring to.
Yep.
And then, let's see, I think the name is pronounced Zelina. She says industrial farming. She wants to protest against that.
Well, yeah. I mean, the problem is, if you look at that and then you combine it to feeding the poor of the world, I mean, you see where the conflict becomes. That I think everybody is in favor emotionally of the small farmer. But it turns out to not be, although there's some arguments against that, and they're not terribly clear, but that there are ways. I think the clue is how to make small farming profitable for the farmer and as an efficient way of feeding people. Mm-hmm. If you could do that, then you don't have to worry about industrialized farming. Until you do, if you've got, on the one hand, starving people, and on the other hand, a very expensive way of giving them a pound of grain, as opposed to a very inexpensive way of giving them a pound of grain, it's a hard argument to make. So the clue is the middle step of making small farming profitable. And once you can do that, then it doesn't have to be either or. Until you can, it's a hard argument to make, just because you've got so many people that are starving.
Yeah, and then I mentioned this to you a couple of breaks ago. Chris wants to protest against the 5-day work week.
Oh, yeah. Let's get, you know, he wants to work 6 or 7 days a week. Maybe, probably not. Probably
or two
not.
Or 3 days.
Yeah, right.
Sounds more
well, there are more and more people who are working out of their homes. A lot of government workers can take Monday or Friday off, and sometimes both. You know, I think we're moving in a post-industrial society. We're really moving in that direction. Although if you talk with people who are working part-time, quite often what they want to do is at least be paid for full-time work.
Right. Well, and jobs are so different. You know what I mean? You have your normal jobs, your normal, you know, blue-collar, 5-day-a-week jobs, and then you have some jobs where it's more, you know, I know just in the broadcasting business you have sports broadcasters that work, you know, some of them might work 2 or 3 days a week, and some of them might work 6 days a week. It just kind of depends on what the duties are and what the job is.
Well, and I think, you know, to a certain extent, it's not so much the talent, which, you know, when I first started in broadcasting, I thought meant, like, you were talented. It doesn't. It means, it's from the Greek. It means childish, overpaid scum. And there are people like me who work, I mean, in theory, I'm on the air for 3 hours a day. That's not really terribly reflective, and I'm not really complaining because I don't have to kill my own food. My hands stay clean, and I love the work I do.
Mm-hmm.
But there's prep work, and especially if you consider the movies and theater, which I know most people consider a perk, and I don't disagree, but that certainly adds to the amount of time. But if we get, like my producer, like a Manny, that, you know, that, and it that's changed a lot. It used to be, when I first started in broadcasting, that I would have Manny who would help me do the show, and he would get paid basically a full time. He might work with someone else on the weekends, but basically he would be primarily assigned to me and would get full-time, would be a full-time employer. Mm-hmm. Now, my program has always been a little bit different because even from the beginning, I didn't do a whole lot of guests. And booking guests is much more time-consuming than not booking guests.
Right.
But still, I would have had probably a producer. I might have had an assistant as well. And now that Manny would be assigned to at least a couple of shows and maybe more than that,
Mm-hmm.
And it's just the nature of the industry. And if he was only working on my show, he would very likely not be considered full time,
right.
Which means benefits. And of course, that 25% of your income is benefits, is the value of benefits. So.
Yeah, and then Mike said, I think I might have mentioned this already. I would protest against people always protesting. I think I mentioned that one, right?
Of what?
When Mike commented, I would protest to people always protesting. I think I mentioned.
No,
that one
I don't think so.
Yeah,
why? We love protest.
that's what he says.
How things change.
Yeah, he says, I would protest to people always protesting. So.
Well, yeah, I mean, if we're talking about the professional protesters, and I think there really are, there really are people who they've never seen an issue that they weren't willing to complain about.
Right.
But I think that's a little bit different than people who feel that they have a legitimate concern. It's when the same people show up. It's like professional mourners, right? Who go to all funerals. I don't know if those really exist. They're a staple of movies, but I don't know if they really exist.
Yeah.
Although I went to a friend a bunch of years invited me to a bar mitzvah in Florida, and I went, and they had a luncheon after the ceremony. And then they had a big dinner that night, but they had a luncheon in the sanctuary, or I guess not in the sanctuary, but in the synagogue. And so I was talking to all these people, and I said, well, how do you know them? Well, they didn't know them. They just came for the food. That was really true. And I thought, well, that was pretty interesting, that sitting through. And I said, well, and I guess some of them had sat through the ceremony, but a lot had not. They had just come for the food. So I guess if they're professional, I don't know, foodies? I don't know what they are. And for most funerals, I think there's quite often food at the home afterward, but not at the viewing. But apparently they're, I don't know, that may just be one of those urban legends, that there are people who go to funerals all the time.
Yeah,
I will do almost anything to avoid a funeral. I'm not a funeral girl.
Yeah, I know. They're always so tough to, because for me, it's you know, in the funerals that I've been to, and the last one I went to was for my aunt. And the toughest part about it is, you know, sometimes you get to that point where you're ready to say goodbye to someone. You're accepting of it. But
yeah.
The difficult part about being at that particular funeral is you just see how hurt everybody
yeah.
else is. And that's
yeah.
what really kind of gets to me when
yeah.
I'm at a funeral.
Well, that's why we come together, to support each other. I'm
right.
Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop.
And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com.
And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website.
Advertise@gcnlive.com.
Easy. Affordable. Effective.